Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's continue in our series on the 30 most important things you need to know about your faith. Basically, what your kids and grandkids need to know. And our topic for today is God. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. If your kid or a friend asked you, "What is God like?" how would you describe God? When Moses stood before God in the burning bush, he asked, "Who are you?" And God replied, "I am who am." God is the pure source of existence. God said to St. Catherine of Siena, "Do you know, daughter, who you are and who I am? If you know these two things, you will be blessed. You are she who is not, whereas I am who is." See, God is existence. God exists on his own. We don't. Left to ourselves, we cease to exist. So start with that when you describe God. God is pure existence, and he chose to share existence with me and with you because he loves us. Think of all the other things God could have brought into existence, but the one he brought into existence was you. God has selected you from among so many possible people whom he could have created in place of you. But he has left them in their nothingness and has brought you into existence and placed you in the world. God is pure existence. He is the source of existence. And that's where we start in describing him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. If God is pure existence, then God must be infinite, because being itself can't be limited. A thing is limited when it ends and something else begins. My yard ends where my neighbor's begins. The United States ends where Mexico or Canada starts. But where could being possibly end? It makes no sense to say existence stops here and beyond this point is non-existence. That's ridiculous. Non-existence can't exist. So existence or being has no boundary. And God, who is pure being, must be infinite. Now, if God is infinite, he must also be perfect. Imperfection is the result of lacking something. But an infinite being can't lack anything, because there's no good outside of him that he doesn't already possess. That's why we describe God with words like omniscient, omnipotent, omnibenevolent, and omnipresent. He has all knowledge, all power, all goodness, and is present everywhere. He's not limited by time, he's eternal, or need. He's self-sufficient. This is the God we worship, not limited, partial, or incomplete. He's the infinite fullness of being and perfection and goodness. And what's most amazing is that this God, who lacks nothing, wants a relationship with us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. People today like the idea of some kind of all-powerful, benevolent force that guarantees good will triumph and that things will work out. So they talk about the universe, or karma, or sometimes just life. They'll say, the universe led me to you, or that's just the law of karma, or life is unpredictable, but it has a way of working out for the best. But that's cheap religion. It's where you try to get the comfort of there being some kind of ultimate force without the discomfort of knowing that the ultimate force is a person with intelligence who is free and is interested in you personally, but is also demanding of you, expects something from you. The Supreme Force made you. The Supreme Force loves you. The Supreme Force came to Earth and died for you. And the Supreme Force has put the ball in your court. How are you going to respond to him? So ask yourself, how are you going to respond to the God who is the maker of heaven and earth, pure existence, infinite being, all perfect in every way? Because the ball is in your court, and the time for you to respond to his initiative, well, that time is running out. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. If you care about love, then you should be a Christian, because the Trinity is the only God of love on the market. Scripture tells us simply, God is love. But love is more than a feeling. Love is the gift of self for the good of another. Love gives itself away. God the Father gives himself totally. And this perfect gift becomes the Son. And because the Father holds nothing back, the Son receives all that the Father is and is equal to him. The Son is not created, but eternally begotten. And love in its fullness longs to be shared. The Father and Son together give their divinity completely, and this gift is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit receives the fullness of divinity from both Father and Son, and so is the living bond of love. This is the Trinity, one divine nature, three distinct persons, eternally giving, receiving, and sharing the infinite gift of divine life. And here's the astonishing part. God doesn't keep this exchange of love to himself. He created the world, and he created us to enter into it. God is an eternal exchange of love, and he has destined us to share in that exchange. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery, by confronting the false conception of God as sheer power, we come to see more clearly the true God who is love. The essence of Islam is written on the Dome of the Rock, the famous golden-domed mosque in Jerusalem. It says, God is one, God has no sons, God is not three. In Islam, the essence of God is not love, it's power. And to relate to pure power is to submit. And to be like God is to make others submit to you. Hence, jihad, sanctioned violence, and the dream of a single caliph ruling the world under Allah. Luther, he veered in the opposite direction. He conceded God's love, yet claimed fallen humanity remains just a snow-covered dunghill, its filth forever hidden, not healed by grace. Jesus, however, revealed that God is love, a communion of persons, eternally giving, receiving, and sharing divine life, and he invites us to share that life, not merely wear a legal covering. God is a consuming fire of love. And just as material fire, acting on wood, dries it, blacks it, drives out every foul odor, and at last transforms it into itself and makes it as beautiful as fire, God does something similar to us. His flame of love penetrates our soul, burns away sin and selfishness until we shine with the very light and heat of divinity, until we become divine ourselves. That is our God, the real God, the only God, who does not crush or merely conceal us, but divinizes us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide, and we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven chief operations officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them. Well, Teresa, what strikes you with this meditation about God?
I think some of the most interesting aspects are just the ways in which I think we have the idea that our current society has rejected everything spiritual and religious and the idea that there is a God, but yet there remains that strange habit of believing in, like you said, things like karma, things like you can jinx something, the idea of bad luck. Honestly, the idea of luck at all, or you see it in astrology, but just...
Or exorcisms and demons.
Yeah. Ghosts, the spirit, the soul. I don't know what is going on with people who believe in aura.
Yeah.
Aura? I have no idea.
Energy?
But like, oh, I can see your... I could just feel this. The things that are insubstantial... transubstantial. But there's a block when it comes to specifically, very specifically, Catholicism.
To me, it's very simple why there's a block. Because we say it's fundamentally God is love, but love is relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And relationship always asks something of you.
Yeah. They essentially, it's you stop when you actually have to get to know, you actually have to acknowledge, understand someone. What would you say the exact, what do we give that they don't want to give?
Well, it's there's a very parallel thing going on. They're deeply connected together. The loss of God and the loss of family and friendship are absolutely connected, because other people, other persons ask something of you. And it at some point, love requires some giving and some sacrifice.
I think this is absolutely it, because this reminds me a lot of people really like parasocial relationships right now. They really,
what in
like,
the world does parasocial mean?
So it's specifically the relationship with someone you don't actually know. It's celebrities. It's someone distant. So a celebrity might tell you a lot about themselves, but that doesn't mean you're actually in a relationship. It doesn't mean that you're actually friends with that person. And I think especially right now, we have such a crazy big influencer and celebrity culture. We listen to a lot of podcasts. We watch a lot of movies or TV shows, reality TV. And I think what people like about those relationships is distance allows for comfort, where that person never asks something of you, but also you don't really know that person, and so you can really fill in the blanks with whatever you like. So what you imagine someone to be will always be better than what they are to you. It's not truly better than who they are, because the good of an individual is truly far better than we can ever understand. But I'm always reminded of maybe the funniest story, and it's a more folklore than, I don't know if it's actually true, but the actor Robert Pattinson had a fan that was stalking him so obsessively that she would literally just stand outside of his apartment every single day. And finally he said, all right, let's go on a date. Let's go out. Let's get dinner. And by the end of it, he was so weird that she was like, I don't want to see you again.
Yeah.
Who someone actually is does not match with what we want them to be. And I don't know if that's true, but I know how weird Robert Pattinson is. So I believe it. But we like to bail the moment relationship gets real, the moment we've realized that people aren't everything we want them to be and that reality doesn't conform to us.
And we don't want to commit to a relationship because that relationship is going to ask something of us.
So we want to stay at this really specific, shallow depth.
What we're really saying, sadly, is we want to avoid love.
Yeah.
But God is love. God is love. And the only way to travel to God is to become love, which means it's to become a gift of self. And to become a gift of self means you're going to have to sacrifice. But what you get in return is total transformation.
Yeah. Because when you want those kind of relationships in the first place, it also means you will never get close to someone who knows you, loves you.
Yeah.
Well, someone you can ask something of them.
Yeah.
And it goes both ways with God. So yes, it asks something of us, but it also offers transformation and perfection. And that's what we really, really want.
The fact that God is love transforms your whole worldview.
Get to know God. Let God get to know you.
And then let him transform you. Fantastic conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.